Has there been any formal approach to you on this?
Absolutely not. How this issue arose, I was at something at the Glassworks the other night and Robin Archer grabbed me and said, hey, you should be doing something. And we had a very brief chat and then I bumped into Chris Peters, I think, the next morning at the Honour Walk inductions.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the same thing and then a few other people said the same thing. And I was then approached by the Canberra Times and I said, well, look, we're not kind of out there, you know, leering at what the ANU does and coveting it. Mm. You know, if we could be part of the solution and if Ian Young thought that would be a good idea, then I guess he would be in touch with us. But we're not
so
coveting the music.
And it wouldn't be... I mean, you're not going to go stalking for it, are you? If Ian Young was to pick up the call and say, look, we've got this slight problem here. And the reason that it's been suggested you might take it up is because the University of Canberra's financial situation is looking stronger than the ANU's at the moment. I know you don't want to boast, but you're actually looking quite good financially at the moment.
Well, Stephen Parker's been working on that for about 5 years as a number one objective, so it's great that we're starting to make some progress.
Can I ask you, from a philosophical point of view, John Mackay, we were having this debate this morning about the role of universities, and if you have a department within a university that is losing money every year, I don't want to get you in a war with the ANU, but if you had a department, let's say a hypothetical department that was losing over $2 million a year, would you expect your vice-chancellor or department head to look at ways to try and bring those costs in?
You'd have no choice, Ross. Under the current and proposed models of funding universities, if you were blowing $2 million in that area, or subsidising $2 million in that area, then you'd be blowing $2 million somewhere else and you'd be slowly going out of business. So I have a
even
great deal of sympathy.
Even if it is an arts course?
No matter what it is, if you're doing something at a university that is not somehow being reimbursed either by student fees or by some sort of government subsidy, then... end of story. You're just heading for trouble. So I have a great deal of sympathy with Ian that he's got to address these things, and how he goes about that's up to him.
So that would seem to suggest, John Mackay, without putting the cart before the horse, that if the University of Canberra was to take it over, you'd be pretty unwilling to take it over in a situation where you're going to be doing $2.7 million a year.
Well, I wouldn't even want to go into that sort of detail, Ross, but it requires the ANU, first of all, to want to even have a chat about this matter. And so I think it's just putting the cart before the horse to work out how we'd go about it. But presumably, you know, there'd be something cooperative that we might be able to do with ANU. The government might play a part. Chris Peters seems pretty keen for business to play a part. Mm. And obviously there's a lot of people in Canberra who are supportive of the School of Music and want it to stay as a very vibrant and wonderful institution it has been for many years.